Just all right, let's get to it. It is War of the Roses. It is called The Reunion. Rachel is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, you guys.
What's up with you and your husband here?
We recently went to his high school reunion, and I knew he was going to run into his ex, and I didn't make a big deal about it. I mean, it was 20 years ago. However, when we got there and met her, she gave him this ring. And I guess it was his old class ring from high school that he had given her 20 years ago when they were dating.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I thought it was a nice gesture. It didn't seem like it was a romantic thing at all. However, since we got back, he's been wearing it.
Ah.
And, yeah, like every day. And he isn't a jewelry guy. I mean, I can hardly get him to wear his wedding ring. And his damn ring has been on his finger ever since.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe he's just feeling the nostalgia.
Yeah, I'll give you some nostalgia.
So you understand how this works? We're going to keep you on the line. We will three-way call in. Your husband, Lawrence Kennedy, will pretend to work for his cell phone company. She's going to use the name...
Shelly?
Shelly sounds good. Be very quiet while all of this happens, okay, Rachel?
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Lawrence?
This is Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence. My name is Shelly. I'm calling from and your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up?
Good. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department, not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds kind of awesome. What do you need from me?
All right, we'll start with a card. Just need the name of the person that you want to send them to.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. You could send them to Erin.
All right, and what would you like that card to say?
Thanks for bringing me the ring. It brought back awesome memories. I hope you're doing well.
Okay.
What the f***? Are you...
Are
you really sending roses to your high school sweetheart? Oh, God.
Hello? Who is this?
That's your wife, Rachel Lawrence. This is Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1 and something we call War of the Roses, and you just sent roses to Erin.
Yeah, you want to explain yourself?
I'm a little confused. You think I'm sending roses to Erin because you think I like her or want her?
Why would someone send roses to a woman?
You saw her give me the ring. You saw how much that meant to me. That ring was important, those 4 years of high school. That's upsetting you, and you deal with this by calling the radio station?
We talk about the ring.
Married.
You know, you hardly wear your wedding ring, and now suddenly you have
my fingers got too thick for the wedding ring. I need it to be expanded. You know that. We've talked about that, too.
Well, fine, then. Let's go get it fixed so you can wear that one. But, you know, now you're wearing this ring, and I mean, what am I supposed to just believe? You're reliving your glory days? I mean, were you going to give her your varsity Letterman jacket next?
Okay, you are really overreacting here, hon. I have no feeling for Evan. Erin, I haven't seen her in 20 years. And, you know, it was a reunion. I had a lot of memories flowing back. I mean, that's just crazy. Uh-huh. Where is this coming from?
If you haven't seen her, how do you know where to send the flowers?
Okay, so I found her on Facebook. It's really not what you think. It's very easy to find people online and social media, and that's how I did it.
Okay, I think you're a liar, and I think you need to really figure out your priorities. When you come home
my
today,
priority is you.
I don't care. Put the wedding ring on a different finger. But you better be wearing the ring that really matters.
All right. Lawrence, the high school ex Erin, huh?
No, not really. But thank you for ruining my marriage. You. Nope. I'll go to hell.
He seems angry.
He is angry. He just got caught cheating.
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, did you hear him kind of change his tone when she called him out about the address? And there was
I knew that part.
I looked you up.
I think legitimately that he was not trying to cheat, but I definitely think he was thinking a little shady about that part of getting back in contact.
He was baiting the hook. It wasn't in the water yet. Maybe.
I think he just sounded like a. Period.
I'm with you on that. Oh, yes.